This is the week of March 31st. Special events this week include primetime on Wednesday. There is no map quiz this week, and we have school every day, but then you get next week off for spring break. On This Week in History, in 1700, English pranksters began popularizing the annual tradition of April Fool's Day by playing practical jokes on each other. Historians have also linked April Fool's Day to ancient festivals such as Hilaria, which was celebrated in Rome at the end of March and involved people dressing up in disguises. There's also speculation that April Fool's Day was tied to the vernal equinox, or the first day of spring in the Northern Hemisphere, when Mother Nature fooled people with changing, unpredictable weather. April Fool's Day spread throughout Britain during the 18th century. In Scotland, the tradition became a two-day event, starting with hunting the gawk, in which people were sent on phony errands. Gawk is a word for cuckoo bird, a symbol for fool, and followed by Taily Day, which involved pranks played on people's derrieres, such as pinning fake tails or kick me signs on them. This week's concepts for class include themes centered around the Holocaust. Can you explain how Hitler got to the final solution? Remember, he didn't start with mass exterminations. He took many steps leading up to that. Can you explain some of the key terms associated with the Holocaust? You got a vocabulary list this week. Think about terms such as Einsatzgruppen, Gestapo, death camp, concentration camp, Gentile, and ghetto. And can you explain why Hitler hated the Jews? Our vocab review this week is fascism. Fascism is a form of dictatorship which emphasizes strong nationalism or loyalty to the leader of a country. Remember, fascism is really a form of government, a political philosophy. In Germany, the fascists were called National Socialists or Nazis. In Italy, they were led by Mussolini, in Germany led by Hitler, and in Spain, they were called the Nationalists and led by Francisco Franco. Fascism is the general belief, and in each country it was led by different people with their own political agendas. That's it for This Week in History. Join us again next week for more helpful information. Did you know that the first barcode was on a pack of Wrigley's gum? This week's credits include HistoryChannel.com for This Week in History, and the music is Blue-Haired Girl by Morricone and protected under Creative Commons license.